Ralphie Radio Show, a story we covered last month, Rihanna suing her ex-accountants, alleging that they mismanaged her big time to the tunes of her losses of millions of dollars, most namely on 2009's Last Girl on Earth tour. But those ex-accountants from Burden LLP now firing back in court against Rihanna, saying she was to blame for this. See, this is why we cover both sides of the story here on the Ralphie Radio Show. David Selig of Selig & Associates, TrueTaxHelp.com, based in New York, joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And David, we kind of alluded to this happening the last time we spoke. Maybe the accountants did some wrong, but at the same time, especially with your experience with celebrity clients, sometimes they're to blame for these things.
Absolutely. And Ralphie, we knew this day was coming. Rihanna has made some very strong allegations against these individuals. My understanding, having discussed this matter with a couple of fairly prominent tax attorneys and such in New York City, including Bradley Dorn, is that it's a pretty good firm and they are coming out loaded for bear.
If it is a good firm with a great reputation, they don't want somebody of Rihanna's caliber trying to smear that at all. In the report, which was first published on TMZ, part of Rihanna's claim against the firm was this 22% commission. TMZ claims that's an above standard commission. From your experience, David, is it?
Yeah, it's certainly a high amount, but we don't know the intimate details, what was being provided. And in fact, you know, both parties came to terms and agreed to this. Remember, this is Manhattan. We're in Rome right here.
Right.
And you can't swing a dead cat without hitting an attorney or an accountant looking to represent a high-profile celebrity client, and this is who she decided to use.
Right, absolutely. And obviously, you would think that she initially went to them anyways because of that said good reputation. David Selig of TrueTaxHelp.com joining me now on the Ralphie Radio Show, talking about Rihanna and this he-said-she-said battle that it's turned into with her ex-accountants. Now, David, the other piece of information that I don't think many people are privy to, you know, Rihanna started out as this unknown girl from a very small island, Barbados. Very young, 16, 17 years old, she gets discovered by Island Def Jam, brought to the States. Since then, she's stayed with the record label, but not only has she switched accountants, but she's switched management companies as well. It almost seems like maybe she got in a little over her head and didn't have the proper people around her. When you're advising your celebrity clients, David, how do you advise the people that are just finding fame?
The issue that we have found with our celebrity clients, whether they be professional athletes or actors and actresses, is that they are surrounded by a coterie of sycophants, people who tell them everything they want to hear. And when you are stuck having to tell them the facts, a lot of times that message gets twisted and manipulated.
Because especially in this day and age, the next thing you know, that little problem turns into a big problem on the front page of TMZ.com, and certainly
right,
you don't want that at all. We'll see how this case unfolds. Certainly not the end of it. Providing some insight and knowledge out of New York from Selig & Associates, tax practitioner David Selig, TrueTaxHelp.com. Thank you as always, David.
Thank you, Ralphie.